Well, with spring just around the corner, Dr. Harold Newcomb, Technical Services Veterinarian for Merck Animal Health, said cattle producers need to be thinking about the things that affect herd health.
And one of the biggest things is, of course, deworming. Deworming's got to be the cornerstone of all your other animal health procedures. And the reason for that is deworming affects not only feed intake and weight gain, but it can affect the immune function as well. So the parasites, while we don't really think about it very much, can actually affect the way that these animals respond to vaccines. So if we have those thoughts in mind, we need to put deworming at the forefront. We need to use products that are effective, and we need to make sure that we're checking behind those products to make sure that they did actually deworm our cattle.
And Dr. Newcomb said Merck Animal Health has the deworming products for Southeast cattle producers.
A Safeguard Panacure Fenbendazole is our dewormer, and it's a very good dewormer. What we've been promoting, though, is concurrent use of two or more classes of products. So we would say you'd probably need to combine a ivermectin-type compound with the fenbendazole. Okay, in doing that, what you'll do is you'll get a very complete deworming, but you'll also cut down the number of resistant worms going out to the pasture.
And he said anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks after grass puts out is the timing window to be working for.
Because that's at a time where those cattle have had time to go out in the spring, start with the spring grazing, become infected, and then just about the time they're about to start shedding eggs again, we're going to deworm and stop the parasite transmission. So we'll actually reduce the number of parasites on the pasture. And when you're in the deep south down here, you may actually need to do that again, probably in 6 to 8 weeks after that. So if we're looking at about a March 15th green up, you'd be looking at somewhere around the 1st of May treatment, and then again somewhere around the middle of June to the 1st of July. The second treatment can be hard to get done, but we have a lot of non-handling deworming products that they can use. We have a mineral that has it in there. There's a lot of different ways to worm those cattle without having to handle them.
Dr. Newcomb urges producers to get with their local veterinarian to work out a deworming program that best fits your operation. For more information, go to their website at MerckAnimalHealth.com. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.